In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not sure if I've shared this with you, but I had an uncle who was a very regular churchgoer, and I remember him complaining to me that it's the same readings every year. He goes, I hear them, I hear the sermon. He goes, I could preach the sermon after a while. And, you know, that's not really a bad thing. I would hope and pray that those of you who have been regular churchgoers throughout your life and you've heard some of the readings before and some of the sermons, I would hope you would think, if I had to explain that to someone, how would I do it? But I kind of understand him, but now that I've been doing this for a long time, I really understand where my uncle was making a mistake. Because, yes, we hear the same things all the time, seemingly, but not really. But we human beings need to be reminded of things, don't we? Think about when you're raising your children. Did you wash your hands? Yes. And next, did you wash your hands? Next, we have to remind people. We adults are just the same way with everything, even with things not related to morality. The other day I wanted to play a few songs. I play the guitar, some of you know. I hadn't played these songs in a decade, perhaps. Well, it took a little time to remember them. That's how our brain works. I had to remind myself of how those songs went. That's how our brains are constructed. The church knows that, and the church knows that it's important to remind us of important things from time to time. And I would submit that as we draw near to the end of the summer and then prepare for the 15 days of August and then the ecclesiastical year, I would submit this as a good time for us to be reminded of some very basic things. And that's why I'm very grateful that the church in her lectionary for this Sunday recounts for us the narrative of Jesus walking on the water and inviting Peter out to be with him. Well, we know the gospel. Now, what are some things that we can immediately take away from there? Well, right after the feeding of the multitudes, Jesus retreated. He pulled back from everyone, as if to remind the disciples that this was important what I just did, but this isn't what I'm all about. In fact, many people have said he had to retreat just to compose himself, to regroup after that miracle. And that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It's not as if when the apostles were walking around with Jesus that he just did miracles for them willy-nilly. They didn't say, oh, you know, Jesus, we like that multiplication of loaves. Could you do that again? These were huge events. These were special events. And afterwards, Jesus retreats. And then Jesus walks on water to help the apostles connect the dots with regard to who he is. Now, as if the multiplication of the loaves and the fish was insufficient, Jesus just comes out there on the water to remind them of his divinity, of his absolute power. He helps them connect the dots, if you will. And as we know from our reading of Scripture, the apostles can sometimes be a little bit slow on the uptake, like the rest of us. And so Jesus walks on water just to remind them of who he is. And then we know as part of this reading that Peter, in his enthusiasm, wants to be on the water with Jesus, which Jesus certainly grants that request. And then Peter, looking around and seeing the stormy sea, for the sea was very stormy, begins to lose faith, and Jesus saves Peter nevertheless. And then just in case, the apostles are unclear about who Jesus is, once he's in the boat, he calms the sea. Because after all, he is the Lord of all creation. And the reason I'm so grateful to hear this gospel reading every year is that it reminds me of how Jesus works in my life, and I would suspect how he works in all of our lives. Think about the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves, and then think about Jesus retreating. I think I shared with you a wonderful quote that I heard from a monk a couple of years ago, and he was talking about faith, and he said, there'll be times, well, he said that faith is like a bakery. And I guess he's really talking about a bakery in more of a village setting, not necessarily a bakery here in California. But he said the baker will sometimes go out in the street and he'll take some samples of his goods and he'll walk up and down the street and hand out the samples, no matter what it is, even if it's just nice fresh baked bread. But if you want the whole loaf of bread, you got to come inside the bakery. You got to make an effort. And that's very much what our faith is like. We get these tastes, these glimpses of how beautiful it is, but then we've got to commit ourselves. We've got to make some work. So Jesus has this miracle of the feeding of the multitudes, and then he retreats a bit. He wants it to sink in. He doesn't just keep doing one miracle after another. He reveals himself, and he pulls back. So why? So that the apostles can at least intellectually and spiritually come inside the bakery. He does that with us. He reveals himself, he does something magnificent, and then seemingly he withdraws a bit so that we can respond to it, so that we can make an effort. What about the walking on water? Well, God is obvious. I've said that before. You know, people say, we did a whole sermon on this. People say God is mysterious. He works in mysterious ways. Not really, he's obvious. We're not all that smart. He has to spell things out for us fallen human beings. But he still leaves it up to us to connect the dots. And so that will happen to us as well. Something beautiful will happen, and then we go on with life, and then something else beautiful will happen. But he keeps manifesting himself. I had an experience recently that I have a lot as a priest. I went to visit someone who was in extremely poor health, and I gave her communion. And what happened? Within a few hours of that, she reposed. This happens extremely frequently, so frequently that it is almost the norm of the departure of the Orthodox Christian to receive communion and then to repose. Anyone who does not think that that is God manifesting himself in the absolute moment, clearly, without equivocation, is just kidding themselves. This is God at work. He gives us these clues, but he keeps giving us these clues. And sometimes they're not just clues at all, but they're God right in our face saying, look, I'm here. This woman's suffering, you gave her communion, now she's going to be with me. What about this business of Peter? Well, in my life, here's what happens. I have these wonderful epiphanies where I get all excited and I'm ready to do this, that, the other thing, and then I kind of lose a little bit of enthusiasm. And I have to ask for God's help to get back on track. Sometimes we come back from a retreat where that way we say, well, I'm going to start reading these prayers every night before bed. And you do it for a week or two, and then you stop. And you say, Lord, I really want to get back on track, and he helps us. We are like Peter, wanting to be with the Lord, faltering because of the lack of our faith, but he still provides for us. And just in case we don't get it, just in case living the life in Christ, receiving the sacraments every week, praying, and seeing how that changes our lives, seeing just how God is revealing himself all around us as if that's not enough. Sometimes he just has to just have a final encounter with us, a hitting us upside the head, if you will. That's what the calming of the sea was after everything that had happened, the multiplication of loaves, the walking upon water, the rescuing of Peter, getting in the boat, and finally goes, look, I'm Lord of all creation. And that's how it is with us sometimes too. We just don't get it, but he's right there to say, look, I'm acting in your life. It's me. It's real. Don't worry. Not only do I have your back should you start to sink in the water, but I'm here to take care of you all the time. And by the way, I can even calm a raging sea. So quite frankly, I'm very grateful I'm very grateful for the repetition of the lectionary. I can only speak for myself, but I am the kind of person that needs reminding. In everything, but particularly when it comes to how to live out my Christianity. I'm grateful that the apostles wrote this narrative down, in this case, St. Matthew, so that it could be shared with us, and I'm especially grateful that the church shares it with us every year. Because here's the truth. Whether we feel close to Jesus or whether we feel that he's withdrawn himself from us, he's still God. Jesus wants us to be more than we thought we could be. And when we take a leap of faith and we falter a bit, he'll still help us. And even after all of that, we always remember that not only is he with us, not only can he help us, but that in every aspect of life, whether it's the universe itself or our individual lives, he is the Lord of all creation. He is the God who not only walks upon the water, not only invites us to venture out on the water, he is the God who made the water and who calms it.